Latest figures from the Bank of Ghana indicate that Ghana's public debt has hit a high turnover of 119.9 billion Ghana cedis as at the end of November, representing 71.9%. The figures show that the public debt rose by 5 billion Ghana cedis in 1 month, from October to November 2016. Now let's seek the views of Dr. Lord Mensah of the University of Ghana Business School on these latest debt figures of the country as released by the Bank of Ghana. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, 119 billion Ghana cedis. Is it still within our means as a developing country, or it is too high?
The only time you can term a debt to be within our means or too high for a country like Ghana is when you don't have anything to show for it. So we need to ask ourselves, wherever we place the money, we're looking at the project that the money has gone into, would they be able to raise cash from that project to pay this debt? Then we don't have any cause to complain. However, if we assess the project on the ground and the monies are not reflecting exactly what is on the ground, so therefore the cash that will be generated to pay back this debt is not something to talk about, then in that case, we have a cause to worry. But as we speak now, and what is on the ground, if you prioritize the project in relation to the debt that we have, I would say that, yes, we have a cause to worry as a country, looking now, at our debt level.
But Doc, how could we have accumulated that much in a space of about 9 to 10 years? Isn't it baffling?
It is baffling, but remember you introduced the country as a developing country, is that not so?
Exactly.
And every developing country has an appetite for growth in terms of infrastructure. So we're building roads, we're building hospitals, we're building, as far as we can go, we're building schools. You understand? They are all meant for a country that is now developing. But the question is, did we prioritize this development to meet the people's needs? That's the question we need to ask. So to accumulate such debt within the shortest possible time, which is 10 years, in relation to previous administrations that has come upon day in and day out, and then you relate it and say, hey, fine, within a matter of 8 years, this is the amount of debt that we've accumulated. Then you have to take your mind back on the things that the monies that came into this country or the debt came to do in this country. So possibly, can we count on the schools? Can we count on the roads? Can we count on the hospitals? Can we count on human welfare as a summary of all the things that I've mentioned? Then in that case, yes, it's possible to accumulate the debt, within that shortest possible time. But as we speak now, the human welfare component of this country is going down. And then also, if you look at the things that are in place, and you relate it to the debt that we've accumulated, then you wonder how we're going to pay back this debt over time. Yes.
Exactly the question I'm going to pose next. Now, what does this mean for our economy?
Well, it means that an economy that is going to struggle, an economy that there will be a point in time where we'll read a budget and we'll end up using all our revenue to pay interest on loans. Just the interest, without looking at the principal that we're supposed to service. They wouldn't take care, our development will be curtailed as a country. And when it comes to development, we are not there yet. We're not there yet. So with that high debt accumulation and not having anything to show for it, it tells you that there will be a point in time that Ghanaians will be working to serve their debt.
Exactly what I'm thinking about. Are we in a position to reduce or clear this debt stock at some point in time? Can we?
Yes, we can. Why not?
How are we going to go about it?
That's a very good question to ask. We're looking at a country that is growing. So we need to slow down our growth. Okay? We need to slow down our expenditure. If we slow down the way we spend and we prioritize our spending, spending goes to only sensitive areas, then you should expect that we're going to generate revenue, which we might not be able to use all the revenue to service, you know, to feed into our expenditure. So there will be always excess. Then in that case, we can vouch that over the years, we are likely to pay our debt. But as far as, you know, we go about looking at promise upon promise, promise upon promise, and then try to satisfy political needs, obviously, we should expect that it will be difficult to satisfy this debt unless we try to reduce our expenditure.
We have to thank you very much, Dr. Lord Mensah. It's always been a pleasure talking to you live on the news. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
You heard Dr. Lord Mensah of the University of Ghana.